It has to be personal, July 26th. If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. It was a poor woman who spoke these words, a woman who for 12 years had suffered from a disease that made her life a burden. She had spent all her means upon physicians and remedies, only to be pronounced incurable. But as she heard of the great healer, her hopes revived. Again and again she had tried in vain to get near him. She had begun to despair, when, in making his way through the multitude, he came near where she was. But amid the confusion she could not speak to him, nor catch more than a passing glimpse of his figure. As he was passing, she reached forward, and succeeded in barely touching the border of his garment. But in that moment she knew that she was healed. In that one touch was concentrated the faith of her life, and instantly her pain and feebleness gave place to the vigor of perfect health. With a grateful heart she then tried to withdraw from the crowd, but suddenly Jesus stopped. The Savior could distinguish the touch of faith from the casual contact of the careless throng. Such trust should not be passed without comment. Finding concealment vain, she came forward tremblingly, and cast herself at his feet. With grateful tears she told the story of her suffering, and how she had found relief. Jesus gently said, "Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole, go in peace." He gave no opportunity for superstition to claim healing virtue for the mere act of touching his garments. It was not through the outward contact with him, but through the faith which took hold on his divine power, that the cure was wrought. So in spiritual things, to talk of religion in a casual way, to pray without soul hunger and living faith, avails nothing. A nominal faith in Christ, which accepts him merely as the Savior of the world, can never bring healing to the soul. It is not enough to believe about Christ, we must believe in him. The only faith that will benefit us is that which embraces him as a personal Savior, which appropriates his merits to ourselves.